This weekend I'm at home for a change, although it was great to be out in the field and to have amateur radio fun while providing a service at the same time. There are still three Pico balloons in the air. The one that's been running the longest is ZS1 Echo Romeo Zulu, which is transmitting a 10-meter whisper beacon and was launched on the 16th of August 2025. Last heard on the 25th of October over the southwest tip of Australia on its 7th round-the-world trip. Also interesting, this balloon has twice passed by South Africa in the Roaring Forties, once just north of the Prince Edward Island group and once directly over Prince Edward Island. ZS6 SRC-29, which was launched on the 1st of October, was last heard on the 25th of October over Argentina, just west of Buenos Aires. This balloon is on its third round-the-world trip. And lastly, ZS6 SRC-30, which is also running a 10-meter beacon and launched just before Baikal balloon on the 11th of October, was last heard on the 25th of October, halfway between South Africa and Australia, on its second round-the-world trip. Interesting, this balloon passed South Africa in the Roaring Forties, close to the Prince Edward Island group, which is Prince Edward Island and Marion Island. ZS6 Golf Charlie has sent out the packages that he was fulfilling, and there will be a lot more Pico balloons being launched over the next couple of months. There are also four balloons being prepared on Mauritius, and we hope to be reporting on all the new balloons and that they will also fly multiple times around the world. Stuart ZR1 Whiskey Tango posted a very nice link to a video of a series of images that he compiled from the camera that was on board his payload on the Baikal 13 balloon. Take a look at the video on YouTube at www.youtube.com/watch?V=BravoAlpha5Uniform X-ray Papa India Golf. Thanks, Stuart, for the remarkable video and your explanations of the images captured. Very interesting indeed. I've come across another very interesting website explaining another new and exciting open source project being developed. It is called Open Mesh Voice Network. The website explains what Open Mesh Voice Network is all about. Open Mesh Voice Network grew out of a simple observation. Daily amateur radio life revolves around voice repeaters, yet those single points of failure require significant maintenance and professional resources. They often collapse when operators most need them, during storms, wildfires, and other disasters. Our team of volunteer hams and digital comms researchers set out to remove that vulnerability by marrying low-cost software-defined radios with a modern AI-powered voice codec. The result is a fully open-source mesh system that carries clear voice and lightweight data over battery-friendly VHF-UHF links. Hence, daily conversations and emergency traffic flow even when the towers or internet backhauls go dark. The aim is to have the following: mesh voice and data nodes. A low-cost transceiver delivers a 50 kilobits per second channel split into four TDMA time slots, forwarding packets hop by hop with store and forward resilience. And studio quality audio at 4 kilobits per second. An open neural codec preserves natural speech while fitting into narrow amateur band channels, backed by dual-layer FEC and Reed-Solomon error correction for rough RF paths. The developers go on to say, traditional repeaters demand expensive sites and a constant upkeep. Whole communities fall silent when they fail. By contrast, a self-healing mesh or small nodes lets operators in remote villages, search and rescue teams, and emergency coordinators drop in coverage wherever it is needed, with no cranes or leases required. Beyond crisis use, the same network keeps daily rag tubes, club nets, and technical roundtables alive, sustaining the social glue of amateur radio. And the best of all is that their intention is to have everything open source as well. You can read more about this at opencollective.com/openmesh. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you're working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio, or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.